This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is a food surplus country and engaged in providing solutions for global food security and global nutrition security. He assured that the government is strengthening the agriculture sector with reforms and measures aimed at improving the lives of farmers. He was addressing the 32nd International Conference of Agricultural Economists in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi said agriculture is the center of the government's economic policy. He said India is the largest producer of millets, milk, pulses and spices. The Prime Minister said India is promoting chemical-free natural farming. He said there is a big focus on sustainable agriculture in the Union Budget 2024-25. He said India is using digital technology in the agriculture sector. Our correspondent reports that around 1,000 delegates from nearly 75 countries are taking part in the International Conference of Agricultural Economists. In Assam, Tata Electronics today held the groundbreaking ceremony of its chip assembly and testing unit in Morigaon district. The event was attended by Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma and Tata Sons Chairman N. Chandrasekharan. Mr. Sarma said that Assam will now be able to make world's most advanced electronic components at this semiconductor plant. He said that it is a red-letter day for the state as it is a major milestone for this region's technological and industrial development. Mr. Chandrasekharan said that the country's first semiconductor assembly and test facility will produce 48 million chips daily for electric vehicles, mobile phones and various medical equipment. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has appealed to all citizens to bolster Har Ghar Tiranga campaign movement further and participate in it with the same enthusiasm again. In a social media post, Mr. Shah asked people to hoist the tricolour or display it in their homes between 9th to 15th of August. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Har Ghar Tiranga campaign has evolved into a national movement over the last 2 years. He said it is awakening the basic unity in every Indian across the length and breadth of the country. The Home Minister appealed to people to take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website, harghartiranga.com. In Kerala, the humanitarian assistance and disaster relief by the army is continuing in the landslide-hit areas of Wayanad district. Search operations started for the fifth day today with more than 1,300 rescuers and heavy machinery and sophisticated equipment. Rescue workers comprising the Army, NDRF and other agencies have fanned out in the affected area in their bid to look out for more bodies. Meanwhile, the government has mandated the public sector insurance companies to extend all possible support to the victims of the landslide incident so that the insurance claims can be expeditiously processed and paid. Union Finance Ministry said the documentation required for processing of claims has been relaxed comprehensively to ensure speedy dispersal of the claim amount. In Ladakh, 12 people were injured in a landslide in the Kavari Nalla area of Kargil this morning. Army, Ladakh police and rescue teams swiftly rescued them and transported to district hospital in Kargil for medical treatment. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to Delhi Chief Secretary and Police Commissioner over reported deaths of 12 inmates within a month in the Delhi government-run shelter home Asha Kiran. Taking sumo to cognizance of media reports, the commission has sought a detailed report within 4 weeks. In Somalia, at least 32 people have been killed and 63 injured in a suicide bombing and gun attack on a beachside hotel in its capital, Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab and an Al-Qaeda-linked armed group has claimed responsibility for yesterday's attack. Police person Abdul Fatih Ad-Hassan said that the security forces had shot down 5 terrorists. At Paris Olympics, India's Deepika Kumari lost to South Korea's Nam Suhin 4-6 in the quarterfinal round of archery. Another archer, Bhajan Kaur, also bowed down to Indonesia's Dayananda Chorunisa 5-6 in the round of 16. With this, India's challenge in archery event ended. And that is the end of this news bulletin.